Hoot. 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 Here we are, guys. Talking Shop is back. You got all three of the boys together. Emilio Balls Deep is off doing something. The Machine Gun is right here.
Boom.
In Tampa, Florida. Beautiful Rocky Romero's to my left in the suburbs of Los Angeles, California.
What's up? I'm in the suburbs of Los Angeles, California.
San Bernardino or?
No. We don't tell people where I live. Come on.
It's not pinpoint locations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me either, man. I'm in somewhere in Florida, man. I done gave it away, man. That's why I get all those stupid mail.
Man, you're too damn famous, man.
I can't be doing this. I'm gonna keep getting mail from these motherfuckers, man.
I'll give away my location. I am in the parking lot of the Locust Grove, Georgia McDonald's and my wife's convertible. Right? Hold on.
That's what you said when you had to go get Wi-Fi from the McDonald's. This is the shoot that we had to do, and that's what we had to go through in COVID when we needed you on so bad.
I've been out gallivanting around town. I have to pick my son up, so there's no time to go home. So I'm just parked here doing my thing. You know,
you live so
but I got to tell you guys.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I got to tell you guys this story real quick. So Vernon Love is obviously a Talking Shop-a-mania, the Elvis guy that gets kicked in the nuts on Instagram. Also, I mean, he's my friend. He works for a meager wage around my house. We spent the better part of the day together doing stuff. And Vernon recently acquired a new-to-him car. And the new-to-him car, it's not the greatest car you've ever seen. It's a rusted-out old Nissan, so it's got some problems and things. I don't let him take me to the airport, and I let him drive me in one of my vehicles because I'm afraid it's going to break down or something worse. So yesterday he said he was a little worried because he thought the battery was going dead. And I said, okay, well, I mean, is it dead or not? I don't know shit about cars. And he said, well, I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, the day finishes and he leaves and I tell him bye. And about an hour later, I'm watching TV on my couch in my living room with my wife. And there's a frantic knock on the door and it's Vernon Love's son, Larry Otto, man. And he said, my dad's battery died. Can we borrow some jumper cables? And I said, well, where did it die, Josh? And he goes, well, it's at the end of your driveway. You guys been to my house. I got like a half a mile long driveway. And I said, why in the fuck did your dad not ask me to get the jumper cables? And I go, I don't know, man. He's weird about asking for stuff. I'm like, it's a 2-second endeavor. Vernon's son borrows the jumper cables. He brings the jumper back. Another hour goes by. I think I better check on Vernon. So I text him. I said, are you okay? No reply. I call, no answer. I call the son. I said, Josh, is your dad okay? I wanted to make sure that he made it home okay. And he goes, well, no, he's not. And I said, well, what happened? He goes, well, the jumper cables worked. We got the car started. We pulled to the end of your driveway. And then you guys know you've been back my little road. It's maybe another mile. Go out onto the main road. Vernon got up there. And I guess from having a tired, exhausting day and having to work on his car, he pulled right out in front of somebody and got T-boned immediately later.
Oh, so this was shit.
He left my house at 6 p.m. and got home at midnight. But hashtag logic, Vernon. I'm right up the hill. I mean, for fuck's sake, these are kind of people that were
playing. So all the jokes is not.
He didn't want to bother you so that he, even though you got T-boned?
So Vernon's not dead, right? He's alive?
Vernon's not dead. Vernon's, I mean, the speed limit on this road is 30 miles an hour, which I guess 30 miles an hour is still 30 miles an hour. I said, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm okay, but my little car is fucked.
Oh, man.
30 miles an hour would fuck us up. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, well, how bad is it fucked? Can you drive it? He goes, well, you could drive it, but you can't really steer it because of the bumper. And I was like, fuck, man.
So,
holy shit.
So Vernon Love, you know,
he's okay.
We got to work on getting him over, I think, because I don't think
he's okay. He's cleaning my house right now. He got dropped off. He had a court date this morning in Atlanta. His son drove him to, couldn't drive himself. He weirdly had some traffic violations. Isn't that odd?
Well, so we need to explain to our listeners. There's always new listeners coming in. So Vernon Love is over between us three, and you got to be a real hardcore fan to like this bitch. So can you – well, I mean, he's over as in when I use the word over, we know who he is, okay?
Right.
So we need to explain who the fuck this guy is. And for the people that don't like Vernon, there's a lot of them. So, but we need to explain because he is a character.
A couple of them are in this room right here.
All three of them are on this podcast. So explain who this son of a bitch is so we can so people know who we're talking about.
It's going to take the whole 30 minutes though to explain it.
Very condensed version.
Long story short, we used to have a wrestling school. We still sell the merch. Anyway, we don't have any more. Good Brothers Dojo. Well, I pulled up one day in 2017 after flying home from Monday Night Raw, and I see this man with this black, like, bouffant Elvis hair and this shiny sweatshirt on. I said, holy fuck, why is Bill Dundee at my wrestling school?
And he looks really weirdly like Johnny Cash in the old days.
He does look like Johnny Cash. Holy shit.
he turns around. I go, hello. I still think it's him. I haven't seen Bill Dundee in person in fucking 15 years. I go, hello, sir. How are you? And he goes, oh my gosh, it's really Luke Gallows. And I go, okay, this fucking guy's Mark. You know what I mean?
Let's see what we get out of him.
Hello. And I said, what can I do for you? And he goes, oh, my son's signed up to your school. My son's Josh. And I moved up here with him to come to the school. So I said, do you want to wrestle? And he goes, well, you know, I don't have all my toes. I got some issues. One day I'll wrestle. Now, Vernon's 58 at the time. One day I want to wrestle, but I'd love to just help out. So, of course, me loving a good weirdo, I took him under my wing, and he's been with me ever since. But, I mean,
where did his toes go?
He just lost another one. My son,
did a lawnmower hit it or something?
No, he has diabetes, and he won't take care of himself. My wife tries to help him with his medical stuff. He won't listen. He says he's dieting, and then he smashes donuts and Cokes. Like, he just does things you shouldn't do. Yesterday, Cade said, Vernon, how many toes are you down to? And he said, 3. I said, total? He said, yeah, total.
So in a nutshell, that's Vernon in a nutshell, but now he works for you, and he's one of your guys. And you need, because, you know, we're on the road, and you're...
He's the main minion.
Shit. Boys, we've recovered from Las Vegas. I haven't had a sip of alcohol, and you guys know me. 3 straight days.
Nice.
That's great.
Just cleaning out, feeling good, getting some good workouts.
Hitting the gym? You're hitting the gym pretty well.
Got the gym going. I've been back on the lunge streak.
I think I'm going to start lunges today.
And I would do this. Let me explain. Sorry, this. Corey Gregory, good friend of the good friend of the gimmick. He has an app. Go to CoreyGFitness.com. Me and Gallows are invested in part owners in his minor owners in MaxEffortMuscle.com and Max Effort Muscle. Good brother, good products. But he preaches this thing, a lot of things. I would definitely go to his app and download. It's like $8 a month or something. But he preaches lunging every day for anywhere from 400 meters to 800 meters. And I thought that was fucking insane. You know, when I was in Japan, I just tried it for 4 sets of 3 minutes each. And I remember I almost died. So the thought of like trying to go 10 minutes straight sounded possible. Then I tried it. It's absolutely next level cardio. You know, what do I know? I'm just a brother. I'm not a body guy. I'm a very normal human being. Well, as normal as a brother can be. I mean,
and he's being humble. What do we do, Dallas?
Normal genetics. My dad's like 5'9". My mom's 5'7". Like, I'm normal. I don't have a 6'8" dad or something. And I've just noticed that if you lunge for 10 minutes directly, man, get that going every day. Get a streak. And next thing you know, shit starts popping out.
If you guys are listening to this, this is Sunday morning, obviously pre-recorded. I have to go to Canada, for fuck's sake, for Halloween this coming Sunday. I'm so stressed out because Bossuit Scott D'Amore, he wanted me to do this booking, which is great, but I didn't realize I'm going to a different country. I haven't left the country in the pandemic, guys.
This is a big deal.
This is a big deal, yeah.
I got to take a COVID test tomorrow.
You're going to Canada.
It has to be within 72 hours. They won't let me back out of Canada. I got to upload all these forms. I'm nervous as shit right now, guys.
Well, I think you do this. You get quarantined in Canada.
Stop.
They make you stay there for 2 weeks. Well, you're not allowed to go outside in Canada, right?
Don't forget your vaccine card, too.
I know. I have my vaccine card on my phone, finally. But listen,
I feel like Canada is going to make you actually have the actual fucking thing.
Yeah, you might have that actual.
You might want to just make that call before you land there.
All right. I mean, I'll put that in my little MERS.
I'm serious. That's something to look into, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm scared to death. There's a lot that goes into it.
Flying into Canada anyway is tough.
Stressful, yeah.
Before COVID.
Always stressful for me. You know that. I've had some past issues. So like, but if you're if you're in Toronto, Destiny Wrestling, Josh Alexander versus the Big LG, if I make it. If I don't make it, then, you know, go have fun.
Well, this
if
is the
I
day
do.
After, so we'll see what happens. No, you could be locked down.
No. The match is Sunday afternoon. The podcast is better.
Yes,
he comes to me tonight. And then if you're in Georgia the following week, a huge return of Lariato Pro. I got the machine gun out of the house.
What?
Going. I'm driving.
Tonight, Friday in Forsyth, Georgia, Machine Gun Carl Anderson, myself, the Major Figure Podcast nerds, Brian Myers, Matt Cardona, John Schuyler from Impact Wrestling, lots of other great people. Saturday, we'll be in Dublin, Georgia. You can get your tickets at www.thelpwg.com. But I want to talk about what I'm doing Sunday. I'm going to be a guest and sign some autographs for your pal Dave Marquez up at Championship Wrestling from Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Are you splitting the cut with him?
I'm not giving him a cut. I gave him about a third of a brother price just because my friend Scotty begged me to come up there.
It's right. So,
And then, of course, they're like, well, can you do something on TV? I go, guys, of course I can't fucking do this.
No. Come on, guys. No, thanks. Come on. Always trying to get it. Always trying to get it.
You're lucky to get me there.
Always trying to get it.
I want to make a point, though, real quick, because Machine Gun and I, we're going everywhere. We got a lot of stuff going on. But I feel like a lot of these promoters who reach out to either us directly or our individual, they think we're bullshit. But in our contract, it says we're not allowed to wrestle on independent shows unless it's an Impact package. Or it goes on Impact Plus, which all my shows do. So if you see me on another show, it's not because I lied. It's because of some weird circumstance, like this Destiny show Scott Demore's involved in.
People think that we're lying about not being able to wrestle. Now, A, I don't want to. That doesn't matter. If I'm told I have to wrestle, guys, all right? See, this narrative is actually, it's fucking me up. Like, they hear me say that, then people start tweeting, you're just lazy. You don't want to wear it. Machine Gun doesn't want to wear it. Yes, you're right. I'm done. I did my shit already, all right? Fuck off. We're only allowed to do signings. We're also only allowed to do Impact Plus tapings. We're only allowed to do things that Scott Demore officially allows, and usually he's not going to allow us to go to Oklahoma and wrestle. We have a legitimate contract with Impact Wrestling, and they clear everything for us. We have a lot of freedom. We're allowed to do New Japan. We're allowed to go to Mexico. We're allowed to go to England when that's all popping open again. But what LG's saying is, when you see that we're wrestling, we're not lying.
A lot of times, like, we can come and do it. We can come sign autographs and do, like, a little, like, a promo spot or something. But we can't just go out and have full-blown matches because Scott, I get his point. I mean, he pays us well and he doesn't want us getting all fucked up. And it makes sense.
True. I just feel like right now, in this time in our careers and life, if you get us there for a signing, we'll do a signing and we'll still put over the company and hang out. But
of course.
What the fuck's the point of going to Omaha, Nebraska and wrestling dipshit Larry and Jerry?
You made a good point the other, like a couple of weeks ago, Chad. It's like the people just want to see the good brothers. They just want to see them.
You can tell that by our reaction.
You know, and they just, I mean, oh shit, that's them. We saw them, you know, hey. Yeah,
and they too sweet at us. They gave it, we gave them a seltzer and they took it.
Right. You came out to the music and shit, you know, the whole thing. That's it.
Hey, I wanted to say something real quick. We got this in the mail, right? Can you guys see that?
That's great.
Is it Recess?
Yeah, Recess.
So I want to do something live on the
legit podcast. CBD drinks.
So you want to explain exactly what this is, Rob?
They're awesome flavor, sparkling CBD drinks, and they're fucking incredible. They taste really, really good. And
I'm popping one right now.
They're super calming.
I'm gonna see how this goes, if I make it to the bus stop or not.
You got this.
There you go.
This one tastes really good. I had one last night, and all jokes aside, I didn't feel like anything stupid. I just felt good.
I'm still on drinking probation as I don't know if we talked about
it. We haven't really talked about this.
Long story short, I'm on drinking
alone. Probably about it.
The wife got me on drinking probation. So the whole
welcome
time.
Welcome to the club, son. It's about time.
I know. The whole time we were in Las Vegas for Impact, I didn't drink at all. So that was getting me through as I brought a six pack of those and I had two of those a night. And I was feeling, I didn't even feel like I wanted to drink. I was just felt nice, cool, calm, and just like enjoying my sparkling water. And I don't know. A little bit of CBD helps, I guess.
It feels good to be out of Las Vegas. Just and oh, fuck, God. You know where we are. Hey, we love Sam's Town. Beautiful, nice. They took
Sam's Town's
great.
Cool.
They took great care of us. We love the TGI Fridays there. Roberto's Tacos.
Oh man, great. The best torta outside of Mexico.
Rock? What you been doing since you've been home? 3 days home.
Three days.
Did you feel jet lag?
I mean, I drove. So I drove to I drove back.
Of course you didn't feel jet lag. It's the same. You're in the same coast.
It's only 3.5 hours, 4 hours drive home.
So I felt jet lag or withdrawals. I'm not sure what I'm going through.
But I was exhausted because we didn't, I didn't sleep.
And exhaustion and whatever the fuck else. I've been tired as fuck.
No,
last night I drank two Recess drinks, had a glass of wine, and slept for 10 hours. It was amazing.
I slept great. I slept great. Last night I finally slept great. The first two nights I was laying there wondering like what was going on with my body.
Yeah, last night was my first good sleep. I think we just had jet lag. We're not used to it. Our bodies get so used to all the crisscrossing, and now we haven't done it. We're like, what the fuck? Right. Like a normal
human. Yeah, you guys haven't been on the West Coast a lot, you know.
Once or twice, right? Since everything took off. Hey, Rock, the day we flew back, I didn't get home till like 10 o'clock or something that night because I went straight to the ball field or whatever. So I left at 6 a.m. Let's talk about that. So my travel day, me and LG and Hawkins got an Uber at 4 a.m. At 3:50, I woke up and I was down at 4. So at 4 a.m., Uber to the Vegas gimmick airport. Fuck. I got home at 4:30, straight to the ball field. I was there for a couple of practices games with my boys, then straight home. I didn't get home till 10 o'clock. It was a long day, man.
I woke up about 9 a.m. on Tuesday, and then I was out the door by like 9:30, drove back, whatever. So I got home like 1. I took a 30-minute nap. Then I started getting all my shit together because I had a match that night in Burbank. So I wrestled Jamie Iovine on his Halloween Hootenanny show. We had we had a Halloween Horror Nights street fight.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was fun.
He was wrestling. He's wrestling.
Nice. Yeah, it was. I think it was like his second or third match.
His dad is the Beats by Dre brother.
Correct. Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
He's in. So,
he's a cool dude, man. He's a cool in the
business. No, he sent me up some beats.
Oh yeah. Awesome. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. I love Jamie.
I lost those fuckers though. I need to.
Mine broke. I got to get some new ones. Yeah.
Let's go, Jay. I need some new ones. Hey, I have to put over these Sonys. They're not bad, though. What's that, Gallows?
I said, hook up the boys, brother Jamie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he did send me a pair.
You know who did hook us up, though? Road Mikes. Shout out to Road.
Shout out to Road.
And dropped mine in Vegas, and they shattered. And so the good brother, Jason Turntable, he sent me another mic. Not bad at all.
Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. Have you ever trimmed your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film? Now let's think about this for a sec, fellas. We've all been there in the shower trying to groom up for a night of intimacy and comfort. And snag, there goes the foreskin right inside the razor. Luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love their signature scent, and it'll scare away those vampires. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out, and the werewolf in your pants is howling. Ow! It's time to tackle that problem with the lawnmower 4.0. Their finely tuned pube products feature a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. Oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? This trimmer is a shower essential. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skincare technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay extra fresh and spicy. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will be thanking you. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. If you're looking like the Wolverine and haven't cut your nails recently, be sure to look into the Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20, HOOTS, the number 20, at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
Hey, Rock, I got a question. Are we still in the wine business? Because we haven't been neglecting that.
Yes, we still are in the wine business. And if you would like to purchase some wine, check out TNSmania.com. Go to the alcohol section and you can order the rosé.
Yes.
Order the Chardonnay that we have there. Yes. Or the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon? It's not Cabernet Sauvignon Rivera. It's Cabernet Sauvignon. I do love the taste of our wine. That's not even cheap plug gallows mode, because I honestly was like, fuck, we haven't talked about it in so long. I wonder if it's still going. I'm going to order someone when I hang up, because I never buy good cab. So I think ours is the best I've ever had.
You got to have it for the holidays too. You got to have it in time for the holidays. Yeah. So make sure you get it in.
It's nice to show off your own wine when people come to your house too. Feel like a real big shit.
I like pulling that shit out of these parties.
Oh, of course, can we talk about one thing actually like super wrestling related, since it's kind of big news this week? Was
topics, but please go ahead, hit it.
Let's talk about Ring of Honor. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yes.
I know it's the most I've been texted for Bye-Bye Boys in a long time from Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's super sad to see, you know, so many folks, you know, losing their jobs and this whole situation, you know, with Ring of Honor taking a sabbatical or changing exactly, you know, redoing or revamping the whole company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the shittiest part, you know, because obviously, you know, we want everybody to work, you know,
absolutely.
Our friends and the Ring of Honor has been a great place to work. They've taken care of, you know, through this whole pandemic, they've paid everybody in full and taken care of their talent, you know, up and down the card. So like, shout out to Ring of Honor for doing that, you know, as long as they could.
I'm glad you brought it up, Raph. Like, I would have not even thought about it. So what happened? Let's talk about that. Let's get into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Let's get into what the shit they want to hear. Sinclair get sick? Are they, who owns? So I don't know shit about anything. So Kerry sold Ring of Honor to who?
To Sinclair Broadcasting.
So
Sinclair Broadcasting
is in charge of Ring of Honor, and they put it on their television. Correct.
Right. They have a bunch of syndicated channels all across the U.S. They're like the number one syndicated conglomerate. They put out Ring of Honor weekly, you know, so they bought out the company. They pay everybody. And, you know, Ring of Honor is a show that's owned by them.
I wondered one thing, why they always put them on at midnight. You ever think about that?
I've seen them at different times, though. Like
it depends. Yeah.
The last month I've looked up and it feels like it's always in a hotel. And I've seen it on, you know, at 8 or 9 o'clock. We were eating somewhere. I was eating at a sports bar recently. It was on TV at like 9 o'clock. So it does get, it's around. It's out there. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But like, Rock, I mean, before we get into your memories of it and stuff, like, I'm just reading what the dirt sheets say and what's online. What do you see happening next? Do they forge forward in the second quarter of 2022 with non-contracted younger talent? Do they bring in some of the guys who still want to work there on a per night basis, but have the freedom to do other stuff? What happens to them and what happens to the talent, in your opinion? Because you know more about Ring of Honor than either one of us, I would say.
If Rocky can explain what happened to Ring of Honor,
and then jump
into that, I'd love to hear.
What happened?
So they put out a statement, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
And it basically just said that they were going to let go of their current talent that was under full contract. And then they were next year, they were going to renovate and revamp the company starting in like the second quarter of 2022. So there was a couple articles that came out later that talked about that, you know, internally, you know, the rumor is that they were going, like what Gallo said, they're going to restart the company by only doing like a per night deal with wrestlers. So there would be no more full-time contracts. It would be revamping, kind of like how they, you know, originally started, like the whole Ring of Honor concept, like, you know, was like a per show type of basis.
Yeah. That's how you started at it, right? And then they circled into contracts around, wasn't it 06 or 07? They got to sign one or something.
Yep. Yeah. About 05, I think.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you want to keep somebody, for fuck's sake, you better sign them up.
Yeah, if you want to build around them, especially.
Yeah, you want to tell them they can't do something, or they can't do this, or they can't do that, then let me see the papers.
I think a good thing for these guys right now, though, is at least outside of there, it sucks for a company to close, but the rest of the business seems to be healthy. These are pretty healthy. AEW's rocking. I mean, WWE's always going to be there. Impact's rocking. Hopefully Japan opens up fully. But, I mean, you can still walk there and get it. It sucks to see a company close. But those guys will land on their feet.
It's definitely a lot of talent. And, like, think about, like, what WWE recently, how they've changed their policy. And they don't want to hire – supposedly they don't want to hire, you know, independent wrestlers. They want to, you know, start training people from scratch.
They say that every 3 years, then they go back on it.
That's a whole other argument we can get into, though. Discussion.
Right. AEW, it seems like it's getting, you know, the roster is getting fuller and fuller. You know, obviously, you know, they have some big pickups in the last year with Punk and Danielson joining.
You know how I feel about this. So Ring of Honor has just fired everybody, ultimately.
Let go, yeah.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, so thank you for Ring of Honor for the last years. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to fucking, like, you know, it might take me a couple of weeks to get, just like what happened to me before, a couple of weeks to maybe a couple of days. It took Gallows about 2 minutes to get over it. Yeah. And now let's hit the, there's so much out there. Start fucking banging the phone. Promoters.
Take your own way.
Promoters going to hit you up. This is nothing but a positive in my mind. Let's fucking go. Because otherwise we're stuck in a rut. We were stuck in a rut in WWE. We needed to what happened to happen because this is this was the best couple of years we've had in this business. Gallows texted me this morning about a certain thing and I went, Jesus Christ. I looked at mine and what we did do, I mean, we had a couple of great years. It's not bragging at all. You got to go out there. You got to fucking get your head straight.
Hustle and kill it.
And I think, in my mind, you know what I say? Get mad. God damn it. You fuck.
Right.
Okay, right. Thanks a lot. Fuck off. Let's go party. Now let's go have some fun. You know, if you sit and mope and thank everybody, you're gonna be sitting and moping and thanking everybody.
And you know what I was thinking out of all of this? See, like, and this is kind of, I think, good for, you know, Talking Shop LLC, is we can finally do Talking Shop of Mania 3 and we'll have a plethora of talent to book for it.
I would say there's a couple of, I think the Briscoes coming out and maybe the Briscoes have Too Bad and Sex's Balls, you know, and they're just, and they're the ones that were in charge of the cock torture. You know?
Dude, it's just the only thing we can imagine Jay Lethal in fucking Talking Shop of Mania.
Let's go, baby.
Talking Shop of Mania is the alternate universe, right? We always say that. So, I mean, in professional wrestling right now, we've kicked down the forbidden door, but in Talking Shop of Mania, Sex Ferguson is the forbidden whore. And now you're going to get an opportunity to see that. And you're going to see the forbidden whore all the way opened up for you.
Spread up. Hey, so, you know, we're not going to go into details about this.
About the forbidden whore?
No, that's great. Yes. But we're not going to go into details at all about this. We're just going to say one thing: to keep your eyes open for this very special project that the three of us took a very, very, very deep dive into. And now let me use my CEO talk. We took a very deep dive into this project, and now we're circling back after it got ran up the pole and got fucking picked up. Okay.
I'm glad you guys ran that up my pole because it helps our fame.
I would say that this project is about to transcend.
How do you like that one?
Well, Rock, I'll tell you one thing. You just got to be cognizant of what you're talking about, right?
So, you know what? Let's circle back on this when we can say more.
Yeah. Well, let's just say, just look out for our cartoon, The Gimmicks. It's something big is about to pop up.
Just look out for the biggest stars in Hollywood to be talking about us. That's all.
Yeah. Well, they already did. We're not going to talk about it yet.
And if you want to know more information, this week there's going to be a huge announcement about it. But if you want to kind of get a little bit of the scoop, check out the YouTube channel, The Hot Ones, where celebrities go and they get interviewed and they eat hot wings and hot sauce. But Mila Kunis is on there right around the 2 minute and 50 second mark. I'd check it out.
Until 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Got it all down.
Well, boys, I love you both, but I got to go get in the motherfucking car rider line and I got to get ready for my party.
All right, have fun at your party.
But every Tuesday, check out the Talking Shop vlog on YouTube. It's going to really heat up this week. If you're wondering who Vernon Love was, there's lots of terrible Vernon Love stuff that's going
to
drop.
I got a little bit of pull with this vlog, and we cannot make him a star. Hey, that's a youth thing. Not TNS Talking Shop vlog's doing too good. We can't bring that son of a bitch on there.
You don't think the Vernon Love stuff's funny this week, we'll never have him again. See ya.
He'll be funny. I think Vernon's funny. It's just very eccentric. So, I mean, you got to kind of like it to not like it. Oh, look, I don't know. Son of a bitch. Hey, I got some more hit. Next week, if we get a chance, I want to deep dive into something. I want to circle back to something. Let's make sure me and you sit down somehow, and of course, Gallows too. We sit down, and if not Gallows, at least me and you and Millie or something. I want to talk about something. Because people have given me a lot of heat for talking shit about, or I'll say I hate WWE or whatever. Next week, I'm going to address some things. I saw Bryan Danielson wrote a letter, quote unquote, to WWE. And like, I got heat for that saying, like, Bryan, they were saying, Bryan put over WWE and Adam Cole put over WWE on the way out. Great.
Right.
Congratulations. let's discuss that next week.
Okay. I like that. That'll be controversial.
I have a lot of opinions about it.
Controversy creates cash.
That'll be next week's Talk and Shop. Maybe. You know us.
Maybe. Yeah, you never know. It might never happen.
If not, sorry.
Whatever.
Hey, for the Machine Gun, for Big LG, for Azuka Rock, and wherever the hell Balls Deep is, thanks for sticking with us, babies. Bye.